David Stafford of Escambia County, Santa Rosa's Tappy Villain, and Paul Lux of Okaloosa County recently appeared together to go over voting procedures and rules. Stafford expects to reach record vote-by-mail levels in Florida thanks in large part to the COVID-19 pandemic. In 2018, the voting methods were evenly divided statewide.
You had a third of the votes that were cast early, a third that were cast by mail, and a third that were cast on election day. Correct me here, but I suspect that percentage of vote-by-mail ballots is going to be higher than a third when you look statewide. We'll have to see what comes of that.
If you plan to vote by mail, the supervisors say it's a good idea to devise a plan. Stafford says that plan should begin with the basics after requesting your ballot online or over the phone.
The United States Postal Service recommends that you allow no less than 1 week for it to arrive at its destination. So that would be a week in advance of Election Day. So if you get beyond that, you really want to look at hand-delivering that ballot either to an early voting site or to our office.
All ballots must be received by the 67 county elections offices no later than 7 p.m. on Election Day. The exceptions are for the small number of overseas voters. The other point from Stafford, and perhaps the most important, is the signature on your mail-in ballot.
You would be surprised at the number of those that come back unsigned. Now, Florida has a process where we will reach out to the voter and let them know there's an issue with their signature. Take some time to sign it. Don't just put your initials on there. Sign your name as you normally would sign it. We verify that against your signature that's on file.
The supervisors spoke on various voting topics. For Santa Rosa's Tappy Villain, it was early voting and protecting against the coronavirus pandemic.
Well, for our poll workers, we provide masks, gloves, face shields, plexiglass for our check-in tables, lots of hand sanitizers, not only for our poll workers, but also for voters. So we've also had to go back and do a lot of training with the folks that work Election Day and during the early voting sites.
Social distancing, she says, is also a key to a safe election experience.
Making sure that the voting room is not getting too crowded, that voting booths are spread apart, and that if the room is getting too crowded, making sure that we hold people at the door until that crowd subsides.
Early voting in Escambia, Santa Rosa, and Okaloosa is set for 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. from October 19th until the 31st.
Early voting is different from Election Day because you can go to any one of the early voting sites and cast a ballot. On Election Day, you have to go to the precinct where you live. The number of sites vary from county to county, so you can visit any one of our websites, and that will give you that information.
Many will forego mail-in and early voting in favor of showing up at their precinct on November 3rd. Okaloosa County Supervisor Paul Lux started off his talk with the ballot they'll be getting at their polling place. Near Lux was a three-page sample ballot, and at the top was the highest-profile race this year for the White House.
But then you have all of your local races are going to follow right behind that, and then you have the judicial merit retention questions. Any other local races of a nonpartisan nature will fall right after those, city races or fire districts or things like that. And then you get to start in on the amendments.
Six proposed constitutional amendments are on the ballot, covering issues such as raising the minimum wage, who can vote, ending the current primary voting system, and reducing local property taxes. Lux advises voters to show up prepared.
We have generic sample ballots for everybody that are also available on the website that you can download and take it with you. Use it as a cheat sheet to make marking your ballot faster. So read those amendments ahead of time, study them, figure out how you want to vote, mark a sample ballot, and take that with you when you go vote.
And while individual county elections offices have different ways of running things in some respects, Lux says some common threads run through all 67 offices.
Election Day is the last chance. It's the last day you can vote, and that is November 3rd. It's on Tuesday. Ignore all those Facebook warnings about, you know, voting on other days. That's all nonsense. Everybody votes on Tuesday. November 3rd is the last day to vote. All of our polling places, of course, by law, open from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m.
More information is available at your county supervisor of elections office and at the Florida Division of Elections website. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.